I was going to say this morning, and so that threw me off because obviously it's not the morning, right? This afternoon, we have the wonderful privilege of hosting Pastor Andrew. And so it's been really a blessed year for us, if you think about it. For our winter retreat, Pastor Pete came and he spoke. This past Friday, we had Pastor Seth, and then now we have Pastor Andrew sharing God's word with us. Let me go ahead and introduce him really briefly. I think many of you have met him. Some of you have not. He's our pastor over the church in Indonesia with two sites now in Karawaci and Grogol. He's been there for the last, 7 years now? Yeah, 7 years, right? And so I still remember him and his family coming down to Austin and spending some time with us before they took off. He's married to Nikki, and they have three kids, and it's been really a fantastic journey of journeying with him, not only just as doing the church together, but just even into the ministry. Like, we entered the ministry around the similar time. We got married around the similar time. Our kids are like around the same age, and when they came to visit us like 2 years ago, they got along really well. Even yesterday, we were able to FaceTime with them for a little bit, and looking forward hopefully to the summer as we can spend more time together during Ignite. And so as Pastor Andrew comes up, let's just give him let's show him an expression of Texan love, right? Texas love, right? So not with a yell, but let's clap our hands together as Pastor Andrew comes up.
A little down. All right, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here with you this afternoon. Usually when we say, we have a guest speaker at our church, we'll say, give them a warm HMCC welcome, but because Texas is its own country, and you have your own special way to greet people, I would have liked to hear the yeehaw, actually, because I hear a lot of y'alls and other things like that, and people are so friendly. Like, I can talk to anybody. I feel like I talk to anybody on the street and be like, I feel like they're best friend now that I'm in Texas with them. So, it is a privilege to be here with you this afternoon. And actually, I spent the whole week here. And before I was planning on coming here, I just asked Pastor Ben, is it okay if I, is it possible for me to share on Sunday? Because actually, when we are in the U.S., it's usually during the summertime. And so the last couple times that we've been here in Austin, most of the students are away. And most of you, this is, I think, my first time meeting many of you, and it's been awesome to get to know you and get to see you guys in action. Went hiking yesterday at Enchanted Rock, and it was cold, but it was a lot of fun, and I just get to hang out with some old faces, old friends from back in Ann Arbor who are here, as well as meeting a lot of new friends as well. It's been great to be here this week, and I just want to thank you for your hospitality, especially Pastor Ben and his family. It's always great to spend time with them. And also just your church supports us as a family in Indonesia. And so we're just really thankful for your prayers and your financial support and just the friendship that we can have. We just know that we're not alone as we're trying to be the church and in Jakarta. It's not easy, but we also am so strengthened because we know that there's other brothers and sisters in our HMCC family that are together, doing this together. And so I just want to show a picture of my family. That's my family. That's in Jakarta. It's the old city, old part of Jakarta. And my wife, she's the one standing next to me. My three kids, Emmanuel, he's in the green shirt. He's 8 now. Evangeline, or Evie, she's obviously the girl. And then in the middle, there's Ezra. He's nicknamed the boss. Because he runs our home. So, we moved to Indonesia in 2010. Actually, the church in Karawaci had been planted in 2009 by Pastor Seth and a church plant team that had went there a year earlier. And so this June marks 7 years in Indonesia for us. And it's been amazing to be in Indonesia and to serve God there. Most of my kids, when people ask,